Start nutting, Nate. You gotta start nutting. Yeah, that's it's not nothing. The ascended person knows all about nothing. I thought I was saying nothing. You say nothing. The ascended person knows a lot about nothing.
And so there's another thing that the Kabbalist and the alchemist and all these people, the yogis, the saints say, they also start having communication not only with humans. And I don't know if robots could do that, like divine communication, yeah. Angels communication.
Okay, it's when McLuhan, you're sounding, Roxy, you sound like McLuhan in 1936. Someone said to him one day, it may have been at Cambridge, said, look, you're always talking about Catholic philosophers. Why don't you become one? And McLuhan said he had never confronted that question. He didn't have a reason. He didn't have an answer to the guy. So he became a Catholic. He didn't have an answer about, yeah, I'm talking about it. Well, Roxy, are you going to start getting up at 4 in the morning, get back to that old routine of meditating at 4 in the morning? Roxy, are you going to get back to that? What the fuck? What's that?
Is that Bill?
Type of practices are not required anymore.
Did you not notice the music was drowning you out, Roxy? There was applause. Did you hear it?
Yes.
You didn't
I
hear
did.
It? Did you hear it, Roxy?
She heard it. She did hear it. She heard it. Wow.
Yeah, Roxy just talks anyways. There's all this noise. We can't hear it. She just starts talking anyways.
Well, okay, you can track your recording. That this...
I can check my recording.
No, those practices are no longer required. The techniques...
What you're talking about.
Oh, my God. Who's doing that?
Someone hooked up a
funny
soundboard.
What are you doing?
Somebody's doing something. Ion's here, but it's too intelligent. Who's playing here? I can't find the one that's doing it, so I can mute them.
That's our...
Can't
that's
tell.
Our
I didn't
yes,
work.
Because another thing that robots cannot do is, for example, to be free of the physical laws that the yogis and the saints achieve, to go through walls, be invisible, think of some place and teleport.
Okay, I missed what you're saying about you're naming these abilities. What's your relationship?
Oh, no.
It looks like it's coming through CP Polyon. It would be, if it's a demon, it's him, right? He seems to be the token demon. Right when the hell emptied, he showed up about 4 months ago. Yeah. He's always just
isn't that the name of
everybody.
A demon, Apollyon, anyway?
Wow.
What'd you say?
That's the name of a demon, I believe.
This is weird.
Hey,
it's jumping around. It's definitely a demon.
Oh, my God.
Come and making...
Bob, Bill's on.
Oh, Bill. Is that you, Bill?
No, somebody has hacked our FX board and has been fucking with us for the last couple hours.
It's popping!
What are they doing to
That's
you?
Fun.
What are they doing to you?
And they're
he's
just
the Russian.
Up FX and hitting the panic button and all kinds of stupid crap.
The Russians found me. Shit.
Some guy in Seattle.
Here, let me mute my sound effect. I'm going to do that, get that out of there, bring that down. Okay, Bill, make yourself audible. Where are you, Bill? Tell us what's
what?
Going on.
You were saying
okay,
someone
Bill.
Hacked the ethics board.
So what's been happening for you, Bill? This applause just started. Nothing's interrupted us. until just now. So what's been happening to you for 2 hours?
The guy's been
quite enjoying
the button and screwing around, putting messages on the chat. Like that.
Okay, let me... they're doing all that. Yeah, it does seem chaotic. So you're saying those weird... James is going, hee-hee. Did someone get behind the board, getting into where I go?
Yeah, they hacked into it somehow. Maybe stole a copy. I don't know how they did it. I know where they're at. They're in Seattle.
Okay, so...
They're where?
Okay.
Seattle.
They're in Seattle. There's this... There is the sub-genius name. There's someone named Taylor Tight Skillskirt. But, Bill... You're saying end this hour. No, no, we're not. We may not end tonight. We got too much to play. Now, what I like about this guy, this person doing it, they didn't interrupt the 3 hours we just broadcast. That's good. They were fucking with you, maybe, but they weren't bothering us. Now, they might bother us when we get into the thing. So what do you think? What do you think, Bill?
Well, it seems to me like they're figuring out how everything works. And they're slowly working their way through it.
And they're setting it up. They're getting ready to blow it up.
I don't think they can do that. They're working their way through.
Good.
Started
but
out
they
by
can
just
do
hitting
some
the panic
beeps
button.
That sound like a bomb.
About 100 times. And now they've worked their way through
that.
The effects.
It's good. You should pay them for the effects.
Yeah.
Yeah, Roxy likes any acoustic anarchy. If it's crazy sounding, Roxy's
it sounds odd.
Sounds odd, did you say? Odd?
Art. Sound art.
Art. Sound art.
You
sound
don't
art.
Get it.
But did you finish? This is a big distraction. Roxy, are you going to get up at 4 in the morning and start meditating again? No, you said it's obsolete. So what is it about the cities and the yoga guys that you're trying to point out?
No, what I'm saying is robots cannot do what humans can do, even little humans that are not ascended. That could go into these practices and achieve, for example, be free of physical loss. Like they could become invisible, go through walls, levitate, and do many other things that everything has been for centuries record.
Yeah. Okay,
what,
I'm writing
okay,
this
you're
down.
This,
we're going to... I'm going to ask Ryan this question. Can robots do everything humans can do? That's a question I'm going to ask Roxy.
But we're not... the guy wasn't saying we're becoming robots, is he? I mean, are you just saying that we're going to have these robots that can do all these things, but we can do greater things
about a merger.
Than them?
No, he was talking about a merger.
But Ian said something about a burning after the merger.
They couldn't get rid of the burning. That's right. The machines would satisfy all kinds of things, but they couldn't get rid of the burning. Which would be the yearning. No, that's Zappa.
Oh, right.
When you have herpes. Who said that? That didn't sound like a regular. That sounded like one of those guys, you know, comes in Sunday morning once a month. Who was that who said that? The pee thing.
Who said what?
He says that when you pee?
Oh.
Who said that?
That's gross.
That guy. Who's that, Bert? Did you catch it?
Me?
Sound like...
The Nate?
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah.
Got me. Nate. It's Nate.
Well, who are you?
Nate.
That's
Nate. Nate.
Who are you?
It's Nate. I said the pee joke.
Oh, Nate.
I'm saying too much.
But you're not playing... You're not hacking. Nate's not hacking.
Nope, that's not me.
No.
Although I do appreciate it.
Okay. All you musicians. Yeah, we love it. Let me start a little war with it. How about this thing? All right? I'm going to compete. I'm going to create a more pleasurable 44 seconds. This is going to be a lot better than his 44 seconds. Well, I find it. Where is it? This is a great 44 seconds. Listen to this. What? You stopped it. I tried to stop it. I may have stopped it, but that great clip, 44 seconds, called Spoiled Mad Milk. Nice little thing, but I didn't, the applause has been added by the other guy. So this guy is right in here, and he actually stopped me the first time I played Spoiled Mad Milk. Only let about 20 seconds go, so he's right inside us, Phil.
He's not behind the board, he's inside the board. Or she,
I was saying that's Putin.
Putin, yes. Well, look, there's a lot of strangers on the chat line saying millions of different things. It's total chaos. I don't even bother reading it. Somebody says, release the hounds on them, Bob. That's after he says, those damn Ruskies. And then someone named Lultz. We just learned what Lultz meant a couple of weeks ago. He goes, what's FZ? He's looking at my soundboard. I think. Hmm. Is that where FZ is? FZ is on my computer. He's actually inside my fucking computer. He's hacking all my emails.
He's in your...
All my porn. He's in my fucking porn. He's releasing photos. Well, you guys, a lot of photos. A lot of photos of you fuckers out there. Me doing cunnilingus on you, so don't blame me. I try to keep the pictures fucking secret, but doesn't look good.
They're bound to get out sometime.
Yeah, yeah. Look at Roy. Roy's always on there. Oh, yeah, now Lultz is goddamn O-R-A. O-R-A, O-R-A, was someone the other week ago with that Mary thing. So O-R-A could be doing this. But I don't know. I think we'll just hope it doesn't interrupt the broadcast, because we got to get into some serious shit, man. Jeez. The couple of points we just heard in the last 40 minutes. Bob can't be stopped. Ion suggests some jobs for Bob. And Ion knocks Bob. That was cute when he was knocking me. Didn't you hear that? Did you guys know it like that?
Yeah.
I can't remember what he said, but he was ranting on me.
Looking for a job for you. Looking for a job of sunflowers.
Yeah.
Picking sunflower seeds.
He was slopping pigs. He said, Bob, you can do it. You want a job. Who wants a job, Bob? Okay, so let's just check the... I'm just going to jump through the rants here. I got to bring up the soundboard just a second. Soundflower.
Someone's pulling pedals on the soundflower.
Now you could probably mirror them. Simulate them, but automate them, I think it's...
He's trying to prove the point, to argue the point.
What's the point he's trying to prove?
Well, he's just trying to say that you would become a machine if that's how it operates. the less, we can't even say it. We don't even know why you'd want to do it. How you obfuscate the position is that you would be, the reason you can't do that is because you would become the machine. That's the point. That's not the case.
Right. He's saying become a machine. You're saying, no, you wouldn't become a machine if you were more efficient.
Well, right. The more efficient would mean that that's a good reason to do it, but that's not the only reason to do it. Well, it's none of those. It's not any of those. It doesn't have anything to do with that, actually, as a bird flies.
The evolution machine has to do with something else? Can you say what that is?
It's what God used to make things happen.
And that would be to make God happier.
To make it easy. And you're saying, no, that's what would make you become a machine. We go, no, that's why you are not a machine now. He's saying it'll cause you to become a machine, and we're saying, no, it's not like that at all. It's actually the transverse of that. The machines are what valid.
That's what Roxy was saying, that we wouldn't become a machine. The machine would work for us. I may have blocked you, Roxy.
Blocked.
That's what you're saying.
Yes, where is the applause? Where is the sound effect?
Yeah, applause, where's the please. Fucking applause? Don't encourage him, Roxy. He's not a friend of ours. He doesn't applaud when it's proper. He does it when it's not proper, see? Not a friend. Okay, let me just try a couple other quotes. You might get praised again, Roxy. Let's see.
Who needs a friend when you have applause?
It tells you when to go pee. It tells you what to watch. Yeah. It tells you... See, it picks your ads. It knows what you buy. It learns you. It feels you. It lets you smoke smart because it's smarter than you are. That's great. The dogs don't need to be smart. They need to be taken care of. So what happens is this thing that you create mimics the things that you want. And how it decides that is it watches what you do. Well, the machine is mimicking what you are a machine and do. And then it gives you that back and then you like it. And it basically responds in time to your direction. Ta-da! Which is the essence of creation. So, if you take...
Okay,
that's so good. That's the first thing you've ever remembered, Bob. We're so proud. That's a big mark.
Hey! I should get applause there. Right? I remember something. You get applause. No applause.
Call some.
Where is he?
Out of it. Yes, it will. And we say absolutely it will, and thank God, you won't be able to make it as a little man anymore. You'll have to make it as God. Perfect.
Yeah, now let's
say perfect. It will get rid of little man.
Right. Now, I can't remember what he said, but he may have said the opposite, that it will take the human out of it.
He said it won't.
Broadcast of a previously recorded show.
It won't get rid of it. And we say, yes, it will get rid of it.
Okay, that's a good big distinction. Okay, carrying on.
So really, is what should, or what should not be on. What can't be automated, that could, because you won't be competitive. But if you automate trivial stuff like this, human emotion, relationship, that's also a bad idea. For example, self-driving cars, there's nothing wrong with automating driving, and driving a car isn't a human right. It's something we did for 50 years, and now it's over. Okay, so bad luck, you lose your fun of driving. It's not material. But partner selection or medical decisions about your kids, those are human things that we shouldn't automate. We shouldn't say that we're not going to have this child because our DNA isn't 100% clean match. I mean, those questions are really difficult questions. Huh? We're going to have to think about this, what we automate, what we do not automate.
Okay. Do you agree that we won't be able to use cars soon?
No, it's cars now.
What are we doing now?
Cars use you.
Romeo, they had to close your window. So he said we automate the decision of the DNA or that the kid's going to be when it's born or something. Let's go back into that sentence again. Do you agree with whatever he said? Since you already heard
no.
what he said.
No.
All right, so I'm going to replay what...
He's arguing for the limitation, what he's trying to do. Trying to set a limitation to argue to. And that's the rub, obviously.
All right, let's hear this.
Medical decisions about your kids? What are human things that we shouldn't automate?
So medical decisions about your kids should not be automated. And you're saying they will be automated.
Absolutely will be automated.
So he's talking from a little man's perspective. He doesn't understand this ascension factor that machines are going to be part of. That's what he's basically not getting here.
That it applies to, because he's trying to say how the little man has to respond to the little man's conundrum. And we're saying there's not going to be a little man to conund.
All right. Okay, sorry, I let that run. Big storm broke out. I had to go upstairs and close all the windows and went into Karen's bedroom, woke her up, and had to close her windows. Then had to explain to her why I woke her up. So I was in big trouble there for about 10 seconds. And I just let the tape go on and on. But it was a good point. Does that include, Bert, does it include Roxy's point? We're going to get automated, but the little man issues aren't going to be involved.
Yeah, it was covered.
Okay.
You know, Bob...
If I had applause, Mickey... Yeah, go ahead.
With Trump, I think what will happen is that there'll be a surge in automation because the companies are deciding now that it's going to be economical or it will make sense to automate as opposed to, you know, if they move out of the country, they're behind and it's going to cost them more money to employ humans than to automate those positions in the manufacturing plants. Carrier audio.
Do you recognize his voice, Bert? Do you recognize
Sarah.
His voice?
That's Big Sarah.
Holy shit. Sarah's been missing for 6 months. What the fuck are you doing? When did you get here?
I've been...
You're home for the holidays. Back from Iraq? Were you in Iraq or something? Fighting a war?
Yes, I've been doing research.
Doing research. I heard about a family situation, someone told me. I thought that's why you were not here. You had to take care of things.
Yeah, there's lots going on. Humans being created.
Mm.
Right, that's right, baby. Now, how long ago did you show up? 10 minutes ago?
No, I've been here for a few hours.
Well, I didn't notice it. I didn't see your big capital letter name. That's weird. Well, you know, have you been keeping up on the shows the last 6 months?
Oh, yeah.
So
yep.
The machines, I couldn't concentrate on what you were saying. I was too flabbergasted that you had come back. So what was your point?
I think there'll be a huge surge in automation.
Yeah.
In the U.S. for sure, because
huge
plants will be they'll be fined if they take their jobs out of the country. So now it makes more sense to spend that money on automation. So we'll see a huge shift in that.
Now that would Ion say that's good? Is that what Ion's pushing for? More automation, more perfection of technology?
It's what helps gods do their work. And the companies, from their point of view, they're like, screw Trump, we're going to do this and put everybody out of work and see how he likes that. I think the companies are probably coming from a revenge point, but, that's what gods do.
Other companies will get the other jobs.
Yeah. Right.
So now you're saying this wisdom, but you just learned it the past 2 hours. You couldn't have said this yesterday. Well, I don't know. I'm interpreting that. You're predicting, you can predict that without hearing this recording, but if you're thinking of how the gods are going to demand more automation, did you know that before today?
I sort of knew it, but it confirmed it when Ion said it.
Sort of is not good enough. But then again, you could have an innocent, knowing, relaxing, allowing that all great stuff, including technology, will be your province. Yes, you could have
I
that
had
general
a faint knowing
right, Burp?
Because...
Yeah.
I had a faint
because
knowing.
Because why, Sarah?
Because everything always works out for me.
Mm. Oh, shit, we're talking to another god. I cannot have an interesting fucking radio show if we're just talking to God. I'm offended. Yeah, Bob, no problem. Come on, where's my people? Where are the little insecure people that I can chew out?
They're the ones
job,
clapping.
We're running out of jobs for Bob.
Bob is getting cornered. I will have no one to heal, no one to help, no one to explain LaRouche to. This is horrible. What am I going to do? I'll just fuck more. That's what I'll do. That's the big solution, right? Just start fucking more? Isn't that the solution?
Nothing. Do a whole lot of nothing.
Like everybody else. I'm going to do a lot of nothing and have a porn fucking hub and broadcast it.
Create
you
more.
You fuckers. How to do it.
Oh.
Create more
if all
humans.
The companies... If
technologies.
Yeah.
If all the companies...
Technologies. Yeah, do we want more
if all the companies do that, they're not going to create any jobs, and that won't help the economy, which won't help them in the long run.
If they, I didn't get what they won't do. If they don't do it, don't do what?
Well, if they don't, if they're not going to create jobs, if they're going to all be automated, it's not going to help the economy, which won't help them in the long run, because who's going to buy their stuff? People won't have jobs to buy their stuff.
Well, that's what I am saying. That's the test coming, it sounds like. You're going to be out of work. You're going to have no money, nothing. You're going to have to learn how to get the drop somehow and just sit out in the cold and have it not bother you, be homeless, all this stuff. You got to get to like it. Is that what I am saying? You got to get to like the dire conditions you're going to be forced into because you got the secret elixir, the living water? No, I don't think anybody likes that idea.
No, so.
I can't tell you.
Well, that's what's going to happen. If they're going to take away everybody's job, what are we going to do?
You're going to introduce Coldplay and people won't need jobs or we need anything.
Yep, that's true.
You're doing a whole lot of nothing.
A lot of nothing coming.
Well, Garrett said that there's going to be no car. No, if you own a car, you might as well sell it. That uses
no
gas.
Oil.
The entire
no engines running.
Petrochemical industry will be
right.
Obsolete. So that's Yay! I got a laugh.